St. Louis has seen 4 days of protests now after a white police officer was cleared by a judge in the shooting death of a black man. Today's protests were peaceful. Last night's became violent. Over 80 were arrested. Because of questions about police shootings, some places are calling for more transparency. Washington State's King County, for example, calls for public inquests whenever an interaction with police results in a death. The format is controversial. Some say it promotes transparency, even healing. Others call it a farce. So what is it? Amy Radel from KUOW in Seattle has our story.
Up to 18 states still hold public inquests. Others convene grand juries in private. King County, which includes Seattle, is the only county in Washington state that calls an inquest whenever someone is killed by police. County Prosecutor Dan Satterberg says inquests provide a window to the public.
It's been a practice here which I think has served us well in putting the full facts of a case before the public and before an inquest jury.
But Satterberg admits inquests can be bewildering. They look like trials with judge, jury, and cross-examination, but they carry no penalties. On the other hand, the testimony can be used later on in criminal or civil cases. In other states, inquest jurors vote on whether the killing was justified or unlawful. King County inquests don't go that far. Jurors only consider questions like, did the person obey police commands, and did the officer feel threatened? It's a process that leaves some family members embittered.
It was a joke to me. I mean, and this is going from having full faith in the process and the justice system. It was a joke.
That's Michael Murphy, the father of a college student who was shot by Seattle police in 2009. Police say his son, Miles, refused commands to drop a rifle he was firing in the air during a New Year's Eve celebration. The rifle turned out to contain blanks. An inquest was held several months later. Michael and his wife, Diane, were hoping for answers.
I was actually worried that I didn't want to come out against the police before the inquest.
We wanted to be fair.
We were being fair. You know, we weren't going to, we just wanted to wait and see. Now, looking back, sometimes I really regret that.
Michael says seeing police officers take the stand was the biggest letdown.
Then our attorneys get a chance to ask questions.
Right.
All of a sudden, oh, I can't recall.
No.
I can't recall.
That's right.
I can't recall. Every question that was asked by our attorneys, they either muttered very short answers or most of them were, I don't recall. I don't recall.
Diane says the hearings seem designed to put her son in the worst possible light, with no way to challenge or advocate for him. Prosecutor Dan Satterberg says that's not the purpose of the inquest.
It's not a memorial service, and it's not a chance for, you know, to talk about the better aspects of the person who's been killed. It's just really about the events that led up to the decision that, of the police officer to use deadly force.
The testimony presented in the inquest and the jury's answers then go to the prosecutor to determine whether criminal charges are warranted against the officer. But families often feel like their most urgent questions were ignored. Pierce Murphy is the former head of misconduct investigations for the Seattle Police Department.
Why did this happen in the first place? What could have happened to prevent it? Those are really, really important questions.
And Murphy says there's currently no way for the public to ask them. Some activists say inquests should delve into them. Others say the county should get rid of inquests altogether and just focus on criminal investigations against officers who use excessive force. Seattle attorney Derek Isaacson has represented police officers at inquests.
Anytime that an officer has had to use force that's resulted in someone's death, it's very difficult for that officer.
At the inquest, Isaacson says officers have to revisit that incident, knowing that they could still face discipline, criminal charges, and civil lawsuits.
They're essentially having to relive that in open court, in front of the public, in front of a jury, and they have to provide them with that information.
But Isaacson says the neutral atmosphere can allow people to get at the truth and for some healing to take place.
If you start to change it and you start to make it more confrontational, then you might as well eliminate it.
Isaacson says inquests harken back to times when it was difficult to get information around a police shooting. These days, he says, members of the public can seek records through public disclosure and could go straight to a civil lawsuit. and inquest participants agree they're more useful when the public knows what to expect. Last spring, attorney Bree Blackhorse represented the family of Renee Davis, a Native American woman shot by King County Sheriff's deputies in 2016. At the inquest, Blackhorse wanted to ask the officers about their crisis intervention training and de-escalation techniques, but the judge was up front.
The court told the family this isn't going to be a satisfactory process. The questions that the family really wants answered are more appropriate for a civil suit.
Davis's family used the inquest as an opportunity to question officers under oath, and Blackhorse says she'll use that testimony in their upcoming lawsuit. For Here and Now, I'm Amy Radel in Seattle.